Hope you're all doing well here this morning out there in YouTube land. You know, it's interesting to me what's going on right now in our country. Like, all of a sudden, almost like it was planned. Almost. I mean, not quite, but almost. Almost like it's being pushed. Almost, but not quite, right? Almost seems to be, but you know, I mean, like, you wouldn't think that there's a spirit behind all that, would you? See, I believe in conspiracies. I believe there's a spirit behind them. I believe it's the spirit of Antichrist. I'm almost sure YouTube will probably pull my video for believing that. I don't believe it has anything to do with the earthly idiots that are pawns in Satan's hand that he uses, as much as it has to do with Satan and his spirit. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Yeah, I think that the programming, the suggestions from the media and the things like that, yeah, I think those things are real. I absolutely think they're real. And I think the power of suggestion is very real, especially in people that are led by the spirit of Antichrist. Again, remember, there's only two teams in the world. There's Christ and there's Antichrist. That's it. There's only two. And the Bible says the God of this world is Antichrist. He's the God of this world. And he was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he speaketh of a lie, he speaketh of his own, right? For he's a liar and the father of it. So, you know, when you look at what's going on right now, you can see that there seems to be a pattern. And now every shooting that ever takes place anywhere is broadcasted, is talked about, is pushed, is prodded. Put in front of people's faces to weary them. Right? That's kind of the plan, seems like. I mean, you're not one of those guys, are you, that actually believe like there's a plan? Yeah, I actually believe that Satan runs this world system. And I actually believe that people fall for his diabolical tricks. And I actually believe if it were possible, even the elect would be fooled. And I actually believe that a lot of this is being done on purpose. Being done to push an agenda. Being done to enrage people. Make them fearful. Cause commotion. I mean, the other day, I went and took a carry permit class, because mine, I needed to renew it. And I went and took the class. And I'm standing outside there last Saturday at this gun shop where the class was going on. And there was a line like two blocks away or like a block away or whatever long. And I'm like, holy buckets, are all these people here for a class? And I kind of figured they weren't. But then I asked what they were in there for. And they were all waiting because there was like a sale on ammo. And there's like no availability for ammo. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. This is all being pushed. It's all being planned. It's all being manufactured, so to speak. By the way, you can manufacture evil. It doesn't mean that the evil doesn't exist. It really does exist. They just manufacture it. That's where people get all messed up. They pretend their version of like a false flag or something like that is, or a staged event or something. Oh, nobody really died. Nobody's ever died. So they do these videos of how everybody's death was fake. That's stupid. That's stupid. Is dumb. But anyway, because there's a difference in manufactured. There's a difference in that. Also, there's the element of like copycats out there. People that once they see evil, they copy it. The Bible talks about when sentence against an evil work is not pronounced, then the children of men grow worse, they grow evil, they get wicked. You know, so it's, there has to be a punishment. But, you know, there's part of the element of this that nobody likes to really talk about. Fox News doesn't like to talk about it. All the others, you know what it is? It's the psychotropic drugs that these people are on. See, many of these people are on psychotropic drugs. So they go out and do these shootings and they go out and these things happen because they're all drugged up. Now, Fox News' sponsors are the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies. So, see, beware, because a lot of doctors out there want to get you on psych meds. Why? Well, if they get you on psych meds, they can take your guns away from you. That's why. Because if they get everybody on loopy pills, they can take your guns away from you. They'll just declare you mentally deficient, you've got problems. They can take your guns. By the way, think about people having guns on these psychotropics anyway. Now, I'm not a doctor. Nor do I claim to be. Nor is this channel for medical advice. But I would not take those drugs. I wouldn't take those drugs. For any depression, for any anxiety, for anything, I wouldn't take those drugs. They're dangerous. They're very dangerous. And people that are on drugs like that are very, I mean, it's like mixing alcohol with firearms. That is absolute insanity to do that. But to mix these psychotropics with guns, even more dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. And they want to use that end times plan. Go back and listen to my video I did years ago on mental health was the end times plan to take Christians' rights away from them. It was to take their children away from them, take their rights away from them, take their guns away from them, whatever they could. Say they got mental issues. They got problems. That's the plan. That's what it is. So anyway, that's the plan that they're all developing. That's the issue. That's what they want to do. So we got to be on our guard about things like that. But if you look at this, a lot of this is copycat. A lot of this is just people do it because other people do it type stuff. They're all they sit there and watch television till their brains are stupid and melted, and or play bloody gory video games and all kinds of watch bloody gory movies and then take psychotropics. Well, no wonder. You'll definitely kill somebody then. All that's in your heart. Murder's in their heart. Right? So, I mean, God's people got to be on alert. They got to be caught. They got to be paying attention to what they're doing. They got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, God, I read a quote from Bishop Hill, an old preacher 400 or 500 years ago or whatever it was. And he said, hard to believe it's been that long, man. I wasn't around then, but it's just hard to believe it's been 400 years. But he said that we are called to be innocently serpentine. You know, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So God's people are to be very wise in how they deal with things. Very wise with how they move forward. Very wise with their steps. What they do, the decisions they make, how they speak, all those kind of things. We're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That's what God's called us to do. So, you know, that's what we need to be. With our children, with our family, with the protection of them, with our church, with whatever it is that the Lord has called us to do. You know, yoking ourselves up with people that are not wise, that are foolish, is very dangerous. Very dangerous. You know, I think a lot of people spent and wasted a lot of capital on Trump. I'll be honest with you. I think they did. And that makes people mad. Because people say, oh, you're the reason Biden got elected. You must like Biden. You must like Biden. That's you. You like Biden. That's you. I'm like, yeah, okay. What are you, in third grade? I mean, it sounds like a third grader saying that. Really? Why must I like Biden when I preached against both of them? I preach against both their fake platforms. But Trump would have been so much better. Yeah, tell that to the national debt. Tell that to the national debt. Tell that to the socialism that he enacted. I bring up all those points and guess what happens? Crickets. Or they look at like, nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. And I'm like, uh-huh. And you show them plain facts and they're just so stuck in the right-left paradigm. They can't take it. But it wouldn't shock me if Trump doesn't get elected again. I'm serious. People love the chaos, man. But here's the thing. Both of them did the same thing. They're both doing the same thing. Very much different. The whole border thing, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. All those things are distractions. The real danger is what you can't see. That's the real danger. The real danger is what you don't know is going on. It's just like, it's so stupid. It's like the Republic. It's like Ted Cruz. He goes over to the border. And now the border's a big deal. Ted Cruz goes there, goes the border, does a video, shows kids in cages. Well, the same kids were in cages when Trump was there. And when I say things like that, it just makes people mad. They just get angry. And I'm like, why are you mad? It's true. the point is that this world is ran by Antichrist. And we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We've got to do our best to preach the truth, to show people that the gospel is the answer, that it is the power of God unto salvation, that people need to be saved by the grace of Almighty God and have their sins forgiven them. That Christ is the answer for their life. It's not psychotropics, it's not drugs, it's not everything else. It's Jesus. Guns aren't going to save you. I always tell people and I'm not saying that we shouldn't hold up the First and Second Amendment, because we should. But what I say to them is that if you think you're going to join hands and fight the Antichrist, the one world system that's coming, with some guns in your hand, you are sorely mistaken, my friend. You're going to wave a constitution with in the Antichrist face with your AR-15? It's not going to happen, friend. It's delusion at best. It's absolute delusion at best. There is a judgment coming on America. You cannot murder 40 million, 50 million babies. You cannot murder that innocent blood and expect that God's going to overlook that. You know, it's just like in the time of Saul. Saul sinned against the Lord, and God waited before he judged it. But when he judged it, he brought it swiftly to the Amalekites. When the Amalekites destroyed Israel, when they went after Israel, when they got out of the Promised Land, when they were leaving the Promised Land, when they came and smote the weakest one, when Amalek did that, God said, write it down in a book and let Joshua know we'll forever be at war with Amalek. And what happened? Saul became king, and God said, go fight the Amalekites and utterly destroy them. And I'm telling you, you can't murder 50 million babies and wave your American flag and do all that stuff and act like everything's fine and play these stinking games that the pro-life movement plays and that's ran by Catholics. So ridiculous. And that's just a moneymaker. Just like the NRA and all these groups are moneymakers. They're big moneymakers. That's what they are. They're big money-making groups. And what they make their money on is you. They instill fear in you. They get you to do what they want you to do. And then everybody, every 2 years, there's an election, runs and fights, and they get you into it again. Get you pumped up to go fight it again. Pumped up against abortion. Pumped up against the First and Second Amendment being taken from us. Pumped up against all these, to fight all these things. And then nothing changes. That's the truth. So when you look at all these things that are going on, when you look at all this stuff, all I can say is look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to be about raising our families for Christ. We need to be about preaching the Word of God. We need to be about warning sinners to flee from the wrath to come. We need to get the gospel to the poor. We have to get the truth out to people. We have to stand against evil, and yes, we have to do. We have to preach against it. We have to warn people, and if we can, we vote people out that we can. You know, I'm not against doing that. I'm just saying we have to continue to fight the good fight of faith, though. The gospel is the answer for all these things. It's not the United States government. It's not the Republican Party. It's not anything. It's the gospel. It's getting people saved, preaching the Word of God, seeing their lives transformed, organizing churches and getting them started all over the country and then all over the world. That's the answer. It is the answer, because the gospel is the power of God and the salvation. It's what changed this country. The gospel is what made this country what it is and what it used to be anyway. That's the power of God and salvation. And we need to remember that. And so you're going to be inundated with all these shootings and all these other things because they're trying to push an agenda. It's just like the border. They're trying to push an agenda. All this stuff is to push an agenda. You can't trust anything these people say. You just can't. But what you can trust is the never-changing Word of God. You can trust the Bible. You can trust God's Word. And you can follow it. And you can live every day for Christ. And show people Christ. Right? That's the truth. All right. Well, God bless you all. I got to get to work here today. Got a lot of work to do. And pray for us for safety. And the Lord would bless. There's some rain out here, so that's not going to be fun. But we'll get done what we can get done, and we'll praise the Lord for it. But you pray for us, please, that the Lord would bless us and take care of us. And thank you for you that have given to our ministry. I'm very grateful for that. The Lord has really blessed us this week with much. And it's interesting. I had to buy some extra things for my family this week, and the Lord provided. And he used a lot of you out there to help do that. And I appreciate that. I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for your care, for the Lord's work as well. And I'm excited because I have a lot of things planned that I want to do for the future. And a lot of good teachings that I'd like to put online. I want some PowerPoints, documentaries. There's just so many things I want to do. So, and good things that'll help a lot of people, I believe. So God bless you all and thank you for giving to our ministry and to praying for us. Because I really appreciate that. We've got a lot ahead of us here to do over the next 2 or 3 months. A lot of change, which I'm not good at. So just pray for us there. But again, if you want to support our ministry, you can. Somebody was trying to give to our ministry yesterday. So this is kind of funny because they emailed me like a couple times and they couldn't figure out how to give to our ministry. And that's why I kind of laughed because I'm like, that one lady that was like, oh, you're begging for money and you're making all this stuff. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, this person can't even figure out how to do it. So anyway, if you go to PayPal, though, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or PastorCooley@iCloud.com. Okay? You can do that.
Is there something else I can help with?
You can... Siri's trying to talk to me. Stinking little devil. But you can do it that way. Or you can mail us something. But more history coming tomorrow, Betty. I'll be doing Baptist history again tomorrow, the Donatist. I know, Carl, they're burying my stuff, bro. They're just burying it. They're burying it, burying it, burying it. No one gets my notifications hardly. No one is told I'm on. It's crazy. And my videos get like, videos that used to get like 1,000 get like 300. I know. I'm being shadow banned. Whatever it is, what it is. That's okay. We'll keep doing it. Don't worry. We'll get to our website to where we'll be able to do it we'll get it going. So anyway, you pray for us as the Lord, Maura Hoffman, your live stream just suddenly just came on for me. It's just weird. The whole thing is weird. I know, Maura. It's just strange. Yeah, it just comes on now. Now I have 35 people on. It's just weird. When I get ready to say goodbye, like 10 people jump on. It's so stupid. It's YouTube doing it. They're doing it. Whatever. That's how it goes. It's kind of funny. Well, I hope you're doing well, Carl. I don't know why you were so lazy you didn't get on here earlier, but it's all right. We'll forgive you for that. Pastor Pastor, I have become an outcast in my church since listening to you. Oh, no, I don't want to cause you any trouble, man, in your church. Well, what happened? Who did I make mad? That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. The last thing I want to do is cause somebody trouble in their church. I don't like to do that at all. Well, I wonder how I made him mad. Maybe you can answer me how I made him mad. I'll stick on for a minute if you tell me. Oh, look, now everybody's dropping off. Boom. Get out of here, loser. You're gone. But anyway, I don't know. I wonder how I made him mad, though. I'll wait for a second to see if... Oh, Mary's making lunch and Carl's waiting for spaghetti. Well, amen. I'm glad it was a blessing to you, brother. Andrew from UK, hope you're doing well. I'm glad to hear that the ministry is a blessing to you and it does help you. I sure hope it does. I really do. I don't want to waste people's time. I do, you know, these truck talks, I talk about current events and things of that nature. But, you know, the teachings on the Jesuits this next week is going to be really good, too. I'm looking forward to that. Let me give you some upcoming ideas. Okay, so Sunday morning I'm going to preach. And that'll be live on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley if you go there at 10:45 a.m. Central Time. That's Minnesota time. If you go there at 10:45, we'll broadcast the sermon live on Sermon Audio. Okay? And then in the afternoon, around 4 p.m. Central Time, I will broadcast the Donatist teaching on the Donatists. I'm going to be reading from another work that I think is going to be very enlightening for people to understand. The real system. It's going to be called the Constantinian system versus the Donatist system. And its impacts on history. It's a unique perspective that I think you're going to enjoy. So that'll be live at 4 p.m. Sunday. Okay, so you can listen to that live if you'd like to. Otherwise, the replay will be on sometime. So that's what we got planned. I'm not sure about Monday yet what I'm going to do. I may do a broadcast. I don't know. It depends on what time I have. I've got a lot of work to do. So we'll see. But Lord willing... Either way, I'll do some kind of truck talk or something. I'm beginning to question, says one, how the church lets the government control what they do in this church. Well, yeah, that's a touchy subject for a lot of pastors, of course. Luke will be uploading it. He'll get them uploaded, but probably not right away. I don't like to upload everything right away. It just kind of jams the system and nobody sees it, but so we'll probably put a couple on. All right. Anyway, God bless you all. It's good to talk to you. Maybe I'll do, if I don't do a video, I'll do a truck talk and then we'll have like a, where you can, you know, chat like this. Yep, we'll get it on, Carl. It'll get on like the next day, for sure. So, we'll get it going there. I better get to work, guys. Love you all. Take care. Pray for us. God bless you all. Take care.